Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
All talk, but no action. What people were saying about Jesus from his birth, before he preached a sermon, performed a miracle, or stepped on the toes of religious or political leaders, was revealing the truth. I've already discussed the words of the Magi and King Herod the Great, but all of these men also interact with another group. See Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Matthew calls them all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law. This group was commonly called the Sanhedrin. It was an influential body of 70 plus 1 leaders, see Numbers chapter 11, verse 16, whose influence was felt in the temple in Jerusalem, in the synagogues and small villages, in King Herod's throne room, and in the palace of the Roman governors. Notice that Matthew says chief priests in the plural. At the time of the birth of Jesus, Caiaphas was high priest, and Annas, his father-in-law, was the former high priest. In the time of the early church, Annas is again called the high priest. Luke chapter 3, verse 2, John chapter 18, verse 13, and Acts chapter 4, verse 6. Even under the Roman government, the Sanhedrin held tremendous power. They were experts in the Mosaic law and its application. Jesus said, "The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses." Jesus also said they had storehouses of helpful knowledge. They decided who would get to use their authority. They were keepers of the traditions and became indignant when those traditions weren't followed. They were exorcists. Jesus said these leaders would be instrumental in his death. They had their own armed guards and prisons, and yet they were afraid of the opinions of the people. Jesus said they were the official interpreters of the law, yet they oftentimes interpreted the law to benefit themselves. When Herod asks them where the Messiah is to be born, they quote Micah chapter 5, verse 2 as saying, "A ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." But the word they use for ruler means a leader with authority or a governor. The same word is used for Joseph in Acts chapter 7, verse 10. Remember Herod's violent temper and his insane suspicion? The word these religious leaders used gave them an out. They were almost saying to Herod, "When the Messiah does come, he will be a governor, which means there's a good chance that he would report to you." This tame interpretation was an attempt to keep them in the good graces of King Herod the Great. But Micah himself uses the word for ruler that means one with absolute dominion. Jesus will be the sovereign king. After hearing that this long-awaited Messiah had finally been born in fulfillment of the prophecies, take a look at their response. They said nothing. They did nothing, even though Bethlehem was only 6 miles away. How sad. But I think this is because they believed themselves to be in with Jehovah, because they so carefully kept the rules. They didn't need a Messiah to save them because, in their minds, they believed they were already saved from God's punishment. Keeping religious rules doesn't save anyone. Honoring age-old traditions doesn't save anyone. Only coming to Jesus saves anyone. A key prophecy about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, says that the Messiah will save us from darkness and shadows. What exactly are these? The writer of Hebrews tells us that the law and rules are merely shadows of the true substance. God said through Isaiah that relying on these rules keeps us trapped in meaningless religious traditions. But Jesus came as the light and as the substance that set us free. His death and resurrection made it possible for our sins to be forgiven. See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 7, and Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11 through 14, and verse 18. Rules don't take us into God's presence, but Jesus does. Not just talking about Jesus, but coming to Jesus as our Savior and Lord. People will talk about Jesus. Even you may talk about him. That doesn't do anything. But when we do more than talk, when we come to him to follow him as our ruler and shepherd, then we find forgiveness and freedom. Let's not just talk about Jesus, but let's be actively obedient. If you've missed any of the messages in our Advent series, People Will Talk, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.